Mr. Prime Minister, thank you. Welcome back. Every time I visit with the Prime Minister of our friend Singapore, we have a strategic dialogue. And today I talked to Prime Minister Lee about America's desire to stay in close contact with not only Singapore, but our partners in what we call the ASEAN nations. Those would be the Southeast Asian nations. To this end, Prime Minister has invited me, and I've accepted an invitation to go back to Singapore to talk to our partners and friends about trade and security. We'll do so on my way to the APEC meetings in Australia. So thanks for the invitation in September.
That's right.
We talked about a lot of issues. We talked about our bilateral relations, which are very strong, and thank you for your leadership on that issue. We talked about Iraq and Afghanistan. I thank the Singaporean government and the people of Singapore for supporting a provincial reconstruction team in Afghanistan, which will help that the people of that young democracy realize a brighter future. It's a strong commitment, Mr. Prime Minister. And I also thank you for the missions and the help you provided to the people of Iraq. We talked about the Iranian issue. We, of course, talked about North Korea. There is no better person to talk about the Far East with than Prime Minister Lee. He's got a very clear vision about the issues, the complications, and the opportunities. And so I welcome you back, and thanks so much for the amount of time that you're willing to give.
Well, thank you, President Bush. We had a very good discussion, our bilateral ties between Singapore and America in very good repair, so we spent very little time discussing that. But I thank the President for the steadfastness and resolve with which he's tackling the very complicated problems in the Middle East, in Iraq, as well as the Israel-Palestinian issue. It's critical for us in Southeast Asia that America does that and that the President continues to give strong leadership on that, because it affects America's standing in Asia, in the world, and also the security environment in Asia, because the extremists, the jihadists, watch carefully what's happening in the Middle East and take heart or lose heart, depending on what's happening there. We discussed America's relations in Asia with China, with Japan, Korea. Those two are important to Southeast Asia because they set the context within which Southeast Asia can prosper. And good relations between America and the major countries, China, Japan, are critical because the Southeast Asian countries want to be friends with both and do not want to have to choose sides with either. Within Southeast Asia, I encourage the President to deepen and strengthen the already good ties with between the Southeast Asian countries, ASEAN, and America, both as a group and also bilaterally, individually with single countries. The President is going to come to Singapore for the commemorative 30th anniversary meeting of the dialogue between ASEAN and the United States, and I suggested to the President that we should consider suitable new initiative, which perhaps will be able to take our relations another step forward. But overall, the relations are in good repair. More can and will be done, but I look forward to deepening and strengthening not just relations, but also the friendship between us.
Thank you, Mr. Prime Minister.
Thank you, Mr.
all.
President.
Thank you.